Shmuel Aleph Perek Yudches, after we've seen David's great courage and faith in Hashem by defeating Goliath in the previous Perek, this Perek discusses the great friendship between Yehonasan and David, and Shaul handing over his daughter Michal to David for a wife, as it says in Pasuk Aleph, Vahitichalos ledaber al Shaul, benefesh Yehonasan nikshara benefesh David, vayavehu Yonasan kenafsho, that the nefesh, the soul of Yehonasan, was bound up and connected very deeply to the soul of David, because Yehonasan loved David like he loved his own self. Yehonasan and David loved each other with a true and real friendship. Yehonasan gave over David his personal armor, which was something that was only worn by royalty. In Pirkei Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yutes, explains the relationship between David and Yehonasan as the epitome of love and true friendship. The Birkat Shalom explains an individual person on their own can only receive so much light from Hashem. However, when a person humbles themselves and truly joins together with another person, then the kli, the vessel, becomes exponentially greater to receive Hashem's light. The Birkat Shalom continues, if you take the number one by itself, it isn't necessarily worth much. But if you add a zero or two zeros after it, it becomes exponentially greater. When we make ourselves like a zero in front of our friends with no self-interest and only looking out for them, then we become a greater and bigger kli vessel to receive Hashem's light. Shaul conscripted David and did not permit him to return home. David was successful in whatever Shaul asked David to accomplish because Hashem was with David. Shaul promoted David by making David a high-ranking officer. The Navi now explains that Shaul became jealous of David because one day after battle, women came out singing and dancing. The women chanted, "Shaul killed thousands, and David killed tens of thousands." It seemed that Shaul felt that David was encroaching on his kingship, and Shaul was suspicious of David. It says in Pasuk Yud, "Vayhi mimracha that it was one day when a Ruach Elohim, a Ruach Ra, an evil spirit, came over Shaul, and Shaul was prophesizing in the house. And David was playing his harp, playing his instrument, like he did day after day, and a spear was in Shaul's hand. Shaul related he wanted to kill David and hurled the spear at David. David escaped Shaul twice. As we continue through Pasuk Yates, Shaul feared David because Shaul knew Hashem was with David. Shaul demoted David in the ranks. All of Yisrael and Yehuda loved David. Now, as we learned in the previous parak, Shaul had promised David his daughter's hand in marriage as a reward for killing Goliath. Currently, in our parak, Shaul told David, Merav, Shaul's oldest daughter, will be given to David as a wife. However, on condition, David would still need to work as an officer for Shaul. David consented. When the time came, Shaul actually gave Merav away to another man named Adriel instead. In Pasuk Chaf, it says, V'tahayev Michal ba Shaul as David, and the daughter of Shaul, Michal, loved David. And she told her father, Shaul, that I love David, and that seemed good in Shaul's eyes. Shaul figured he would give his younger daughter, Michal, to David, as Michal will cause David's downfall through the Plishtim. Shaul related to his servants to tell David, the king will give you Michal as a wife. David responded, Is it small to be the king's son-in-law? As it says in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Anochi Ish Rash V'Nikla, I'm a poor and simple person. Just a word on the name David. It's spelled Dalid Vav Dalid. Dalid, meaning Dal, poor and impoverished. Vav is the Ot HaChibor, is the letter of connection, that he emptied himself out and he connected himself through the Vav to Hashem. And then once a person really does that, then that's the final Dalid, where they have no self-interest and they're totally poor and impoverished, but they're completely enlightened with the light of Hashem. And that's the name David, Dalid, meaning poor, vav, the letter of connection, and dalet, again, indicating that he was connected to Hashem and had no self-interest of his own. Again, here we see David's amazing humility that stemmed from his great relationship with Hashem. It was told to David, no money is necessary. However, you, David, are going to need to bring King Shaul 100 plishti foreskins in order to marry Michal. Shaul thought there was no way David would be able to accomplish such a task and would be killed in trying. However, David went with his soldiers and not only got 100 foreskins, but 200 plishti foreskins. Michal was given to David as a wife. Shaul understood Hashem was with David, which led Shaul to become more paranoid, Kavayachal. David was more successful than any other of Shaul's officer. And Pasuk Lamed, which is the end of the parak, Vayikar Shmo Ma'od, and David's name became great and outstanding. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.